May I speak this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The last Centre for Cities survey in 2018 ranked Cambridge as being the most unequal city in terms of economic income generation for any city within the whole of the UK, with the most wealthy 6% taking home 19% of income generated by the city, and the least wealthy 20% taking home only 2% of the income generated. It is likely that for many of us here, especially in such a wealthy college, we may find it easy to forget to remember Christ's call for all of us to go out of our way to help those who are less fortunate in society. It can be so easy to ignore those who are less fortunate. In the preceding narrative to this week's reading in Mark's Gospel, we read of Christ explaining to his disciples that he had not come to be served, but to serve, and to become slave and servant of all, no matter what their position in society. This leads us on to this week's reading in Mark 10, 46 to 52, in which we see Bartimaeus' encounter with Jesus and his healing. This begins with Jesus and his group entering and beginning to leave Jericho, and Bartimaeus, described as a blind beggar, calls out to Jesus for him to heal him. As a blind man, it was likely that Bartimaeus would have been regarded as the poorest of the poor and scorned by many in the culture as the embodiment of the most socially excluded. This would have left him struggling to form a family of his own, as he would have been unable to work to sustain a household and fulfill obligations in religious and civic life. As Bartimaeus cried out to Jesus, we hear that many in the crowd following Jesus turned and ordered Bartimaeus to be quiet. This disregard for Bartimaeus likely highlights that many in the crowd following Jesus did not know or understand his teaching in the previous verse, in which Christ aimed to show the primacy of service over conventional ideas of leadership. Bartimaeus, however, does not lose faith in his cries to Jesus, and it results in Jesus eventually hearing him and responding to Bartimaeus by calling him over, asking him what he wants, and healing him. It doesn't require much imagination as to how life-transforming this would be, allowing Bartimaeus the potential of rejoining the community life from which he was excluded, although he instead turns to Jesus and follows him. Whilst this healing was set in clearly a very different context to our own in ancient Palestine, what can we learn from this narrative today? Whilst it intends to highlight the miraculous abilities of Christ, God incarnate, and his care for those who are marginalized in society, I believe we can actually learn a very practical lesson from this passage. Of all the ways in which we can look out for and for look after those in need, one which may spring to mind for those Christians is to pray for others. So, what should it look like for us to pray for others today? I'm sure many of you will recognize the picture of an ancient healer from a long time ago in a place very far away from Cambridge on the service sheet. This person is not Jesus, as some of you may have presumed, but is actually Ewan McGregor, the actor who played Obi-Wan Kenobi in the 3 Star Wars prequel films. So, why is Ewan McGregor on the prayer sheet? It is because that many Christian groups have treated prayer, healing prayer in particular, in a way which is similar to the way that the Jedi's used the Force, acting and believing that on their command, that people may be zapped into being healed from sickness and infirmities by a special gift they possess. While I'm not denying the idea that humans praying may cause healing through God, we must remember that we are not Jesus, and should be careful with our words and prayer. So one of my friends is wheelchair bound and has had personal experience of how healings may be unwanted and even psychologically harmful. In a few Christian settings, he has endured experiences of people coming up to him and telling him that God was saying to them that he would be healed of his disability, only for him to then be told that the healing didn't work because he did not have enough faith in God. Whilst we should recognize that this sort of prayer can be careless and actually quite dangerous, does this mean that we should refrain from praying for others? I don't think we should, as praying for others is encouraged by Paul and many of the other New Testament writers. What we can learn from this specific passage, however, is a much more sensitive way approach to praying, which I would encourage us all to use when praying with those around us. In a similar way which Jesus prayed, "What do you want me to do for you?" it may be wise to ask, "How can I pray for you?" and be open to see what God does with prayer requests. A few years ago, I volunteered at a prayer cafe for a year, and this was how we used to pray for those who came in. And despite my initial skepticism, we did have some interesting stories that came out of it, all of them which I have a first-hand experience. One person during the year came into church and asked for prayer. He said that he was struggling financially, was going to have to quit his job and find a different line of work, as he couldn't sustain himself on such a low wage. Although he said he felt like God wanted him to persevere in the field, despite him struggling to make ends meet. The following year, he reached Britain's Got Talent semi-final and has not had an issue finding work in his field since. Another person came into the cafe for prayer as his disability had left him unemployed and unable to find work for 6 months. We prayed, and literally 30 seconds later, whilst we were still sat with him, the man had a phone call from an employer offering him a job there and then, which he was able to do. Were these experiences God answering prayer in divine and mysterious ways? Or were they simply cases of extreme luck? From my experience, what I've found is when people pray, things do happen in very mysterious ways. If praying for others is something which makes sense to you, maybe you could try to do what I try to do, which is to be alert to situations when I might ask people whether they would like me to pray for them. This is definitely not always easy, but if there is one thing you take from this talk, let it be this. You don't have to be trained like a Jedi Knight for God to act on your prayers for others.